Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right here. It's Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid. The NBA playoffs game number 2 in Boston with the Cavs and the Celtics will be beginning shortly. We'll hit this game a little bit more before tip, but just quickly on the Cavs, +13.5. Tatum over 2.5 made threes, and then +500 to lead this game in made threes. +500 is the kind of number that if you bet a golfer to win, you got to feel pretty good about. Well, we have two golfers underneath that number at the Wells Fargo through round one to help us break it down. That's Brady Cannon, as always. And Brady, Xander and Rory, right now booked in a complete world of their own through one round here. +185, Xander. +360, Rory McIlroy. What do you make of the two guys at the top?
Well, they both looked fantastic today. Rory leaked a little oil down the stretch, but the back nine is harder than the front nine. The last three holes there, they call the green mile. Just about everybody bogeyed 18, it seems. But Xander with a 64, I mean, that was just a spot-on round out of this guy who is, you know, in my mind, maybe the second or third best golfer in the world right now, only to Scottie Scheffler. And this guy finished runner-up at this tournament last year and came out, picked up right where he left off today. He's number one in this field for strokes gained approach. He's number eight for greens in regulation. He's number five in scrambling. Scrambling is really big here because you're not going to hit greens all the time. So the fact that he hit a lot of greens and when he missed, he was real good getting up and down, that's a great sign. What's not a good sign is he's 32nd. Remember, this field only has 68 players. 32nd in strokes gained off the tee and 41st in driving accuracy. So if his off the tee game continues to be a little erratic, I don't know if his iron play and work around the greens can carry him all the way to the finish line. Rory, I kind of like the picture for him better. 10th in strokes gained off the tee, 2nd in strokes gained approach, and then 13th in greens in regulation. But 62nd in driving accuracy, 60th in scrambling, and 36th in putting. So, you know, scrambling and putting, that can change at a moment's notice. If he starts to clean up his act on and around the greens and everything else keeps working the same way it is, we know how successful this guy has been at this tournament before. He's won the darn thing 3 times, and he seems to finish top 10 every single year. So I kind of prefer Rory right now to Shoffley, but I tell you, we talked about this off air before I came on. Alex Noren, you know, he's kind of the odd man out here. You've got all these luminaries mm-hmm. with Shoffley and Morikawa. Noren is playing really well. 7th in strokes gained off the tee, 4th in strokes gained approach, 2nd in greens in regulation, but 37th in putting. You know, he's worse than half the field in putting, and this guy's an excellent putter. So if his putter comes around to where it should be, what we're used to, he could really make a run.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And again, I kind of think when you look right now at just that, you know, T5 or better, and it's not across the board, right? But you've got Justin Thomas, even a Sungjae Im, Jordan Spieth is, you know, at T12, Max Homa. These are guys just typically people are a little bit more willing to get invested in, but sometimes that's all it takes to present value, right? I mean, Alex Noren and Rory McIlroy sit at the same score. The price on Rory is plus 360. On Noren, it's 20 to 1.
Exactly. Great point, Kevin.
That's a crazy difference.
We've talked about it before. You're going to pay a premium for those marquee names. And Alex Noren is one heck of a player. He's won around the world 11 times, but he's never won on the PGA Tour. So, you know, that probably, has some influence on that price as well. He might be the best bet right now, just from a pure value standpoint. And I think Justin Thomas is a pretty good play as well. He's sitting there at 16 to 1, you know, only four shots off the lead, one behind Rory. He did everything very well today. 10th in strokes gained approach, 8th in greens in regulation, 5th in scrambling, but 32nd in putting. The problem with Thomas is you don't know if the putter is going to come around, because that's really been hindering him all season long. He hasn't been putting, not all season long. He started out pretty well, but the last couple of months, he hasn't been able to putt. So you wonder if that's even going to turn when he's doing everything else so well.
Yeah, I think right now, when I look at the rest of this leaderboard, I got to jump to Colin Morikawa. And I know I'm not going far down, but it felt like at some of these premier events, Colin's name was always going to be in the mix. And, you know, again, it's just, all right, who's going to break through? Who's going to be able to break through? Well, since Scottie Scheffler is not around, everybody's got to feel like they can finally break through. Collins at 11 to 1. I think that, again, I'm not saying that Norm being 20 to 1 looks like value, right? But the gap between Rory and Morikawa, considering the current Morikawa form, Brady, unless I'm missing something, that feels even more surprising than the gap with Noren.
No, I think you're right on there, Kevin. I love Morikawa and the start he got off to. And boy, has his putter been hot. I mean, this guy, what was he, runner-up? Or, you know, he's top three or four at the Masters. He was right there in the final pairing or second-to-last pairing, if I recall, at the Masters. And you know, the hot play has just continued. He got out to a great start today. And actually, mid-round, I put a futures bet on him for next week at the PGA Championship. I'm seeing anywhere from 20 to 28 to 1. I was able to pluck off a 32 to 1 out here at Circa Sports in Las Vegas. That's a tremendous number for a guy that has really started to show up in big time events. And like I say, carrying a hot putter. Not traditionally has he been a great putter really throughout his career, but the putter is hot right now. And if you look at his numbers, 13th in strokes gained off the tee, 7th in approach, 8th in greens in regulation, 4th in driving accuracy, and 15th in putting. So everything is really steady. And the putting, he's in the top quarter of the field. He could improve. He could get better. I don't think he's going to get a whole lot worse. I expect him to probably stay on a pretty even keel here. 11 to 1, I think, is a pretty good bet on Morikawa. And 32 next week to win the PGA. Not bad either.
Is there anyone, as tempted as I am, I think I'll ask you about Scotty a little over the weekend as we get set for the PGA Championship. But is there anyone right now who had, let's go under or over par round, right, plus one or worse. Is there anyone there who you think could potentially make a charge? We talk finishing positions, right? I mean, there are some, I see Shane Lowry at four under, right? You know, one of the worst scores of the entire round. Is there anybody who had a bad day who you might think could be in line for a bounce back here?
Yeah, I was on Sahith Theegala pre-tournament. I think he finished two over par. He might get his act together. He putted really well, but the rest of his game did not show up today. He could turn it around. One thing that's important to remember when you're looking at some of these guys that didn't get off to a great start, Harris English played really solidly, just bogeyed the last hole to finish at even par. Jake Knapp double bogeyed the last two holes. He was at four under par. He's another guy I think you can take a look at. But one thing to remember, this is four rounds. There's no cut. So these guys are going to have three more days to turn it around. There's a lot of golf left to be played.
Yeah, I think, Cantlay is just the name for me. You see him here at T50. Usually any tournament Cantlay's in, I don't know, it feels to me, Brady, like that's a guy that can kind of make a charge, right? I don't know if his numbers jump off the page to you, but he's a name that caught my eye.
He's capable of doing that anywhere at any time. I just worry about the guy because he hasn't had a great season. You know, we saw him have the lead at the Genesis Invitational back on the West Coast Swing at Riviera, and then he faltered down the stretch, and we really haven't heard from him since. So I just don't have a lot of faith in Patrick Cantlay right now. I'd probably be looking at other guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
That are in better current form, but... No, and I even looked at him for next week. He's around 30, 32 to 1 to win the PGA. No reason he can't, but I'm just worried about his form. He has not had a great season.
I'll tell you another guy whose form isn't there, which does not line up with last season. That's Hovland. Right now, sitting
amazing.
Outside that top 40. It's been really only one finish inside the top 20. Missed the cut at the Masters. Time will tell, Brady. We appreciate it, as always. We'll talk over the weekend.
Sounds great, Kevin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's rush into it. Game time decisions. Kevin Walsh joined now by Joe Ranieri. Joe, tell me, it's about a tip here. Celtics-Cavs, any action for you in this one?
Love the prop market. Love Mr. Derek White over 17.5 points in this one. He's only averaging about 20 a game here. No Porzingis means more shots for him. And I figure if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you like Cleveland here tonight, then Donovan Mitchell is your guy. 29.5 points. Go over it, because if you think they're going to cover, they're only covering because this man's going to land in the 30-point range here. And that's kind of how I would approach it. And then hopefully have an opportunity maybe to jump in at some point at a better number for Boston.
Yeah, I've played, as I mentioned, Cavs plus 13.5 with some Tatum props, who does get fouled here on the opening Boston possession. I don't bet first field goals ever.
Oof.
I will say, if there ever was a time, or first – is it first – this is how little I bet the market, and I always try to. I don't know if you get paid on a free throw. I think you do, I never bet the market. I will say them running the first play for Tatum is exactly what they should have done, and it's exactly what they did.
That's correct. Absolutely here. And it looks like no Jared Allen again, right? So
correct.
So he's out. Listen, he's also a rim protector. So the idea that somehow offensively they'd be better with him for against the team that shoots, half their shots from beyond the perimeter was a little generous here. But I'll tell you this, if Garland doesn't show up, because he's been non-existent to this point. If he don't show up here tonight, it's going to be a long night for the Cavs. Somebody besides Donovan Mitchell. Somebody. Anybody else besides just him.
You are absolutely correct that Garland needs to step up. But I think to your point, Boston or Cleveland is not going to win these games 118 to 117, right? That defense needs to step up in a massive, massive fashion here as Tatum is heading to the line once again here. I mentioned the first quarter prop. It was expensive, though, at minus 140, but the 6.5 number, he's obviously on his way. And I think the interesting thing for the Celtics, and you kind of, hey, what's not gone well for Boston so far? Well, Tatum has not been one of the 10 best players in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that matters more for like a legacy thing than a Celtics win-loss thing. I think, and Joe, you can certainly speak to it a ton from what we probably watched in that Miami series. Tatum was very inefficient in the series overall, but it was good defensively, good in other spots. And, you know, Boston right now, it's just they're a very complete basketball team. It's a great starting five with a lot of balance, and everybody in the East is up against it, playing against them. We know it.
He's been usually feast or famine, first half, second half, not full game. But when he's not on offensively, he's done what he needs to do defensively to keep them in games. Mm. But when you have guys like Derek White, who have now scored 20 or more in four of his six playoff games here, and now Porzingis is out, and you got Brown, you got a lot of double-digit scoring coming off the bench as well as in the starters. The interesting part with Tatum is always going to be, where is he when they need him? They haven't really needed the Jason Tatum effect just yet in the fourth quarter because they're blowing everyone out. But at some point, that's going to be the mark of Tatum, right? Is Tatum there when they need him? If not, then as the competition gets better, it's going to be real interesting to see how the Celtics do.
And that probably is the cure-all. Just don't need him, and you'll be fine. And that is the way all the pricing looks right now. First made three goes to Al Horford. Let me ask you about this second game here with, I know, right? Just kind of course it does, right? It took ages for it to even get there. Wow. Thunder Mavs were in an interesting spot where with Embiid, we knew he wasn't right, right? Like, we absolutely knew Embiid wasn't right. With Luka, it feels like he's not right, but I'm not as positive, Joe, as I was with Embiid. And of course, Luka's availability, not availability, but Luka's, hey, am I at 80%? Am I at 90%? Am I at 100%? Is no doubt the biggest thing in this series right now.
Right, but he's still averaging 28.3 points, 8.4 boards, and 9.3 assists. And if you're going to that, by the way, that's under 40% shooting, and he's only hitting 22-23%. From three-point range. So if he's hampered, if he is hurt, and this is what he's giving us, then I'm with you. What the hell are we supposed to do, Walsh, if all of a sudden he feels better tonight? What are the numbers going to be if he's better?
Joe, let me tell you, I'm on him to lead tonight's game in scoring at plus 100. I couldn't agree more with what you said. Here's what I know. And the NBA players are very interesting because I think sometimes it's hard not to just get boxed in with what you just saw. But think about when we bet the NFL week to week, right? And one of the reasons you and I end up on a lot of unfortunate Giants primetime bets is like, well, they can't be as awful as they were last week. Now, it doesn't mean that those all win. The point is the zigzag theory is something that everybody understands. And then the NBA playoffs begin. A team wins two games at home and we go, I tell you right now, I don't know why they don't end this series. I don't know why they even play basketball. And I think it's going to be really interesting tonight if Boston handles their business. Again, they're a billion-point favorites. And if OKC does as well, trying to zone in, Joe, on who blows the 2-0 lead. Because I'll take my chances that somebody is going to blow a 2-0 lead.
It's cliche, but it remains true, right? A series doesn't start until a road team wins a game. Until a home team can go now, and Denver is a little unique from it because they've got an uphill battle. But Dallas losing this game, to me, not the end of the world in a series. I still think it's going six or seven games.
I agree completely, and I do think it's what makes the defending champs very interesting because the road team has not only won one game, two games, but they are the defending champs, and we've spent 2 years telling everybody how great.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Right they are. And then it took two losses for everybody to completely give up on that core. We're going to ask Joe a little bit about the ice as we are live right now with Rangers and Hurricanes scoreless currently. We'll see if that's the case on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Before we get to the hockey, we're back right here, Sports Grid's Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, I'm talking to Joe Ranieri. Joe, I do want to ask you, because look, you're down there, you know, near South Beach, and I know you keep your ear to the ground. The Jimmy Butler stuff has been interesting because, look, he wasn't available, and we knew that was going to be bad for Miami. And then a video of Jimmy in, I don't know, he's probably in some foreign country because that's what Jimmy likes to do in the offseason, perhaps drunkenly saying that the Celtics and Knicks would have both easily been eliminated had he not been injured. It looks like that did maybe rub the Heat front office the wrong way, and there's a contract conversation that has to begin. Do you have any inclination right now as to whether Jimmy's going to be a part of the Heat next year?
Yeah, I don't think they have a choice at this time because of the way it is, where it's structured, what they've given up here. And let's not forget, it wasn't just Jimmy Butler. Rozier was supposed to be the other half of that duo, and he just, because of the neck issue, went MIA. So they do need one more piece here, and I'd be shocked. You know, Pat Riley's not going to blow it up and start from scratch. And at this point, what are you going to get in the market for Jimmy Butler? That's, you got to ask you. He's a little bit older, more injuries. Don't know that there's going to be a line around the corner for his services at his price. So I think he stays one more year. And then I think the finagling is going to be, where does Donovan Mitchell go once he gets swept here by Boston? Yeah. Where does Kevin Durant go? There are some big names out there that I would never put it past Pat Riley to add one more name in this crew here and give it one more shot before he knows he's got to set it on fire and blow it up.
Yeah, and I think the only thing I'll add to that is if you believe Jimmy is leaving Miami, then you figure out which other star is leaving their current situation.
That's
Miami
correct.
Only lets Jimmy go if somebody else is coming in. Joe, curious what you think of the ice here. First time I've kind of been able to ask you about some of these series, but look, the Carolina prices, I can't pretend to know as much about hockey as I do some other sports. But the Rangers thing, for me, on the surface of most points at home, third best odds to win the East behind Florida and Carolina, it seemed wrong. But I know things like that happen in the NBA occasionally, but it seemed wrong. The Rangers have not lost a game yet in this postseason. What do you think about their series with Carolina?
Yeah, and they've gotten a lot of the breaks, right? I mean, Carolina certainly deserved better in game two than what, unfortunately, it ended up with here. They were the better team for most of that night there, but a couple of mistakes, and give credit to the Rangers, they were able to capitalize. And I said the same thing with Boston in game one against the Panthers. The Panthers made sloppy mistakes, and it cost them each and every time. Feels like Carolina and the Rangers are not that far apart, despite the 2-0 lead here. They were great at home, and I do think the Rangers are going to be tested before this series is over, and I think it begins here tonight. And we'll learn a little something about Shesterkin and this Rangers team.
Absolutely. What do you think about the Stars-Avs game? I'm playing under 6.5, but this Avs offense, they've been incredible. So, look, I know there's a path for this blowing up in my face, but I'm on this under 6.5.
Yeah, I do think this series has got zigzag written all over it now that Dallas lost the first game. I do anticipate Dallas wins game two. They go to Colorado. Colorado will figure out a way to score 8 goals in game 3. Dallas will come back, make the adjustments. They'll win game 4, and so on and so forth we go. As one-sided as that was in game 1 early and Colorado coming back late, I do fully anticipate this thing is going 7 games. Make no mistake about it.
The Colorado thing is very interesting. I will tell you this.
Carolina just scored. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Again, you're right. It should be. I'll tell you this, though, man. If the Rangers pull this thing back, right, 1-1, at some point, Carolina's gonna be like, will they die? Please, just one of these games. Will they die? The Avs have been pushed to the cup favorites. And that's just kind of the state of the series, right? If they do win again, then they should not only be favorites, but we got to figure out what to do with that number because they lost the first game 7-6, crazy game. They've been awesome since. The defense has been good. The offense has been great. Winnipeg is a solid team, and so is this Stars group here. It's going to be interesting. Joe will be live on In-Game Live tonight with Dave Sharapan, who joins us here on Game Time Decisions. Next, we're live on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello. This is the face of someone who just got an update that Aaron Judge hit about 473 feet. Consig is here. Dave Sharapan, how are you? Good to see you. New York gear's on. All right. How about that? Judge is back. I was asking if he was back earlier. I mean, the MVP race is on. Get the tickets. Here we go.
Come on in. You can play it. We'll get you.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No. Come on in. Make it play. Let's go. Uh-huh. It's time.
Interesting.
You know, you've seen it before.
Interesting.
Listen, I've been challenged today. They said, I saw you in the Yankee stuff yesterday, on Sports Grid, and the Yankees won. So we need you, and, you know, we need you to put on the Rangers stuff. I said, I'm putting on the Rangers stuff to take them down today. Carolina for everything. That's where I stood before the game. That's where I stand now.
Right.
Carolina lost the first two games. Can argue that they probably could have won both games. You saw the price adjustment caked up. The books went and got that Ranger money, did what they had to do. What a great bracket. Look at that thing. The hockey playoffs have been unbelievable. I mean, now that you're a hockey guy, you're up tweeting late at night. I mean, you're making references to stuff to talk about with Donnie, and there's no chance that Donnie's even awake for the first period.
We know that. That's right.
Right?
I will say this. I made a mistake yesterday.
What?
I think people know. Well, I was off from this.
Right.
Now, I was in the mix, Knicks Pacers, game of the decade. But I didn't bet the hockey.
Mm.
And I'm saying this, I made zero money off this, so it is not braggadocious. The bet was going to be Panthers team total over. And I feel foolish as they scored 6. And I just hope that my day off didn't ruin the mojo. Because round 2's been kind.
Yes.
Would you like my hockey pick for tonight, sir?
I'm on the edge of my seat waiting. It's like I'm on the edge of the bench waiting to jump over the boards and take my shift. And I can't wait to get on the ice. And, I mean, listen, I'll pass you the puck. Just put it in the net, Kate. What do you got?
Under. Stars, Avs, 6.5.
I like that if you like the Stars. Do you think the Stars bounce back sidewise? I think the correlation tonight is Stars and under. You get Otter's best game. I agree with you 100%. But I can see the case if you like Colorado, you probably like the over. More of what we saw, a lot of game like that.
Actually, I think if you like Colorado, lay the reverse puck line.
Oh.
Because I think that means they might just pour it on this team. I think it means that they're new cup favorites, which is understandable based on where the other series are, right?
Right.
Edmonton was a favorite. They dropped the opening game. Carolina was the favorite. They dropped the first two.
Correct.
Florida was the favorite. They dropped the opening game. So Colorado, being the only favorite to win game one, their new cup favorites, that makes sense. But
they have to be, because if they win, K-Dub, they go home for two games. You win the first two road 100%. Games, we'll have to get the research department on it. It's about an 86%er somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
When road team wins the first two games on the road, they go on to win a series 85% of the
right.
time. What else you got? Sorry to step on you there.
No, not at all. But here's my thing with Colorado. I feel, now you'll know better than me, I feel that their performance against Winnipeg was under-discussed. I felt the 7-6 game got a lot of headlines, rightfully mm-hmm. so. And then here's how that series went. 5-2, 6-2, 5-1, 6-3. They kicked their ass. I mean, that's
Correct.
What they did.
Yes, they did.
I mean, they wiped them.
Yes, they did.
And now they just gave up. They were down 3-0 on the road, first period, and win a game 4-3 in overtime. So 5-1 wouldn't stun me. No team totals here tonight, right? I think it's the 6.5, because I agree with what you said about Dallas. I just think if the Stars lose, I think they might get punched in the absolute mouth. Look, this is a team that lost the first two games against Vegas at home in that series.
Correct.
So I like the under 6.5. That's how I'm seeing it. That's where I'm at with the hockey tonight. Rangers, Hurricanes didn't speak to me. I think it's kind of one of those things where if people have been making money on New York, you just keep betting them. I think that's what people are doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm watching it now. It's complete chaos. The Rangers
Excuse me, sir.
Just lost it. What happened? The Yankees just tied it, didn't they? Didn't they? That's a Yankee.
No.
Call.
Oh, did they?
No.
Wait a minute. Check two. No.
I'm guessing.
Listen, I'm just telling you this right now. I'm here for this Cleveland team giving them a run. That's all. We'll get to the NBA. I don't want to jump the gun. You knew I was coming. I told you I was coming back plus 13.5. You knew that already.
I know.
You checked your mail. You saw, K-Dubs did it again. He's with this Cavs team through and through.
For sure.
I like what I'm seeing here.
This is a good start.
11-0 run. Boston's offense falling apart.
This is a good start. I got 30-21 with 31 seconds left. This is where you're supposed to be if you got Cleveland plus the points. That in-game number's coming down as we speak.
What is that in-game number? I don't know what it is.
I could give it to you right now, sir. It's down to 7.5. Celtics 7.5. The total's 210.5. So right around the closing number. Complete chaos in the Rangers and Hurricane game. They was just a not a bench scrum, but pretty much everybody in the ice. So somehow the officials got everybody off the ice and evened up the penalties. If you're watching this game and you're watching in-game live, look for the opportunities when the Rangers go on a power play, because it's been so good, that's when you can take advantage and maybe take a shot with a Ranger play. If you're looking at that hockey game tonight, I think the Stars lost a 3-0 lead. They're not going to lose a 3-0 lead again. Otter will be the best player on the ice. K-Dub will get his under. Everybody will be happy. That's how you enjoy the hockey games tonight, sir.
I'm excited for the hockey. Let me get into this Tatum quickly. I want to get into this Tatum really quickly.
Come on.
Dave knows this. How about this? Let me give people a little extra context. Now, if you've listened to me with the NBA, no one in the NBA or sports has cost me more money than Jason Tatum. No one.
No.
I mean, it's not close.
No.
Today,
Stanton?
Donnie was...
Stanton?
Was,
Stanton?
No, not even close. Not even close. Not even close. Donnie today, just to add extra context, opens up Moneyline. Great show. We were rocking and rolling today on the radio side of it all. And Donnie goes, man, this Jock Peterson's been beating me up. Hey, K-Dub, anyone cost you money other than Tatum? We all know that regularly. Because the Tatum stuff's well established.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm frozen in front of me. I hope you guys can hear me.
You look
on the off chance you cannot.
No, we can't.
Can you hear me, Dave?
No, we can't.
Let me just double check
great.
That.
You sound and look great. Continue, sir.
I hear. Yes. All right. I don't hear consig, is what I know.
Uh-oh.
So that's interesting.
Stay with us.
But I heard someone from the back. Nevertheless, I'm going to power through because we're going to be hitting a break soon enough anyway. We can expand on some of this Tatum stuff. And I don't want to run through it yet. What I do want to let people know is it's 30-24 at the end of one in Cavs Celtics. Cleveland's offense right now. How about Evan Mobley? mentioned he needed to step up. 11 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Donovan Mitchell, just 2 points. Does have 2 dimes, though. 8 for Caris LeVert off the bench. 8 for Jason Tatum, who did play all 12 minutes. That's the thing I really want to key on. Live numbers right now in this game. 8.5 spread. I think the jump number for people is going to be 5.5. If you see 5.5, people are going to run to Boston, probably.
Yep. Yep. Good call.
All right, that's we're back in the mix now. I see everything. I see Dave. Excellent. Yep. Total 212.5. Help me out here, fellas. How long do we hit our break?
You got about 30.
30? All right, good.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here's what I want to let people know.
Please.
A Tatum trend developing that you have to keep in your back pocket for game 3 that was able to cash for anybody that played it within the final 35 seconds of that first quarter. We're going to bring up Jason Tatum. We're going to bring up the baseball. And we're going to see if Altuve can help us out a little bit as well on the other side. It's game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh, Dave Sharapan. Our technical difficulties, not overbearing, but do apologize and appreciate anybody sticking with us here. I just want to explain the Jason Tatum thing. And look, for the tales of him costing me cash, they are as old as time. And it is why his first quarter points prop of 6.5, which was going to be my best bet, but I ultimately left alone, just hit. Because I didn't bet that, and I do fully believe that in my heart. But just to let people know, Tatum, in game 5 against Miami, game 1 against Cleveland, and now here in game 2, has played all 12 minutes of the first quarter. That's a noticeable change that is tied directly to when Kristaps left. But it is a new rotation. That did not happen 100% of the games that Kristaps missed in the regular season that Tatum played in. However, in 14 regular season games where Tatum played the entire first quarter, prop 6.5, 11 out of 14 over the number. Now in the playoffs, he's 3-0 in these 3 games since Kristaps left on the first quarter number as well. Now, are the books might go to 7.5 next game. They should, because the 6.5 got up to minus 140, right? So they're probably going to go to 7.5. The trend still does largely come in. Not as wild of a hit rate, but it still does largely come in. So Jason Tatum, first quarter props, if you want to try and ride this out until they eventually go to 8.5, I think it makes plenty of sense. I'm on his 2.5 threes. I'm on him to make the most threes in this game. The Cavs and Celtics are tied immediately, Dave, though, now, to start this second quarter.
It's an interesting discussion because the book's defense, when something continues to go over the same number, is 1, move the number, or 2, move the juice. 12 minutes is 12 minutes. If he don't play all 12 minutes, now it's even less. So I don't think any book's moving it to 7.5, let alone definitely not 8.5, because we'll get a deluge of money on the under from the under guys. So be prepared the more we talk about this, and K-Dub puts it out there into the universe, that you might see a 6.5 with some serious overjuice. Not where it becomes an uncomfortable lay, but it might be one of those ones that's an uncomfortable, you know, that's a little bit, it might be a pause, you know. I think 7.5 would be the peak for the number. So if you want to, I mean, we can talk to somebody in a room somewhere if you want me to see if we can get somebody to make it 8.5 and let the word get out. But I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. The series will be over before we even have to worry about it.
Well, here was the thing for me, and I didn't play the 6.5 today because it got all the way up to -140. I was like, nah, I'm good. Somewhere else it was -160, though, so it wasn't the worst number I saw.
Okay.
But here's the other thing that bothered me was I found the alts to not be worth it either. To lead to lead the quarter in scoring was underneath +200. He did not do that. To get up to 9 points was underneath +200. He also did not do that. I found those numbers uninteresting. I will just say the big change, though, now, Dave, is he's playing the full first quarter.
Right.
With Kristaps out. And that is a big change because that was not typical for him.
Regardless of the score, I mean, in game one, they scored 40 points and they were blowing them out. Today, they were trailing by 6. He played 12 minutes in both. That's good information. If he's going to play 12 minutes, regardless of game script, now we have that's a pretty good play. And that's all you can ask for is the opportunities. And you know he's in there. It's worth a shot.
And that's, again, why I ultimately didn't that's why I didn't play it today, is I felt closeout game against Miami, opening game against Cleveland wasn't enough. Now the third game feels like enough to say, okay, he's supposed to play 12 minutes. Now, here's what happens, though, with these things. Two quick fouls because he ended up on a Donovan Mitchell switch, and next game he only plays 8, right?
Yeah.
Because foul trouble changes everything.
Everything.
That's just how it goes. We know that. We know we do. And we'll see if that's how it's going to be here. The interesting thing, though, is Tatum hasn't taken the bench yet in this game. He did this last game as well, though. He comes out. He should come out with, like, the next dead ball, and JB should check in. It's just interesting, and it's just kind of stuff that you sometimes want to keep your eye on. What do you think of this? You know what? Actually, I want to ask you about the Knicks and the Pacers.
Okay.
7, game 3. Surprising?
Healthy. No. Absolutely not. That was my number. 6.5, 7. And, you know if you put 7.5, you automatically get the Knicks bets. If you put 6.5 or 6, you probably get the Pacers bet. 7's the automatic number. I had it done before that game was over. So that's it.
Yeah.
Pacers win game 3. It's a wrap. We'll have a 2-1 series, and then it'll get really interesting Sunday for game 4. I think the Pacers will win. I don't know if they'll cover, though. It doesn't really – I mean, unless the end of the games, you know, dictate some crazy things. 7 feels like too many points, but you have to put a number out there that you know the bad guys or the razor blades that they would be interested in. This thing with the home court is going to definitely be – I'm not saying the Knicks will be a public dog, but I need to know where we're going to get the money for the limit plays. And it has to start with 7. Absolutely. There's books today that inch that thing up this afternoon to 7.5 because they need to know.
Yeah.
That 7 is such a key number. The book guys, you need to know, are they coming on the Knicks or not? Are they letting this one pass?
The thing is, just so people understand, let's just use 6 because that's, I think, what the Knicks closed at.
Yep.
Home court is not worth 13 points.
No. No.
So how do we get here? OG's out.
Yes.
Little bit of, ooh, Pacers are going to win the game. They're at home. Yep. Little bit of home court. And I think there are some questions on Brunson. Not maybe availability, but effectiveness, because he was injured, right? But here is the thing with this series. If it's 7 now and OG doesn't come back,
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And the Pacers take the next two. What's the number in New York Game 5? We'll answer that next on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, before we let Dave Sharapan get out of here, get set for in-game live, let's answer the question that we just asked. Dave and I did this over the break, and we did come to what appears to be a consensus. Dave, if the Pacers take games 3 and 4 at home, one game double digits, one game they don't cover, game 5, OG still out, what's the line, Knicks Pacers?
3, 3.5. You pick. I'll let you decide. We'll sit in a room and go, and where do you want that first bet to come? Because if we want a Pacer bet on that, we put a 4. If we want a Nick bet, we put a 3. We can settle with 3.5 at the beginning and let them push us one way or the other. That's the number. That's how it works. I don't think it could be more than that to open, you know. So everything staying the same, you piqued my interest with that Pacers and 6 thing. You piqued my interest. The price is right.
It's plus 700. Mm-hmm. If I decide to bet it, I'll let everybody know by tomorrow. I haven't figured it out yet. Yeah. I will just let people know. I was talking to someone. Let me preface this. Brunson's amazing. Dibs has been good. The team is fun to root for all Knicks fans. I'm not slandering them.
Don't.
Pacers and 6 might have value. That's all. That's all. That's all. It's okay. Last thing, someone made a good point to me, our producers, to ask you this, in case this is the last time I get to talk to you until next week. Okay. Skeens makes the debut.
Huh. I can't wait. You know what I'll be
forget
doing
the
on
Pirates
Saturday.
Fan.
I might be in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Hope.
But forget the Pirates
lie.
Fan thing for
Please.
A minute. For a minute.
Yeah.
In the room. You got someone asked, hey, guys, we're going to take Pirates money today, right, or what?
Well, I think you'll take Pirates money, but the K prop will get more handle on that game.
Interesting. You
know, it's going to be fun. I don't know how much handle we'll do on the game, but all the props, how many outs is he going to go? I mean, you know, Sammy was texting me this morning. How many outs is he going to go? He's never gone more than 3 2/3. What do you make the number? 4 innings is 12 outs. Do we make it 12 and a half? Does he pitch through to 4?
No books posting that. I'll tell you, not here. At least where I look.
Let's put it up. Let's put it up. We'll do it.
They'll
Listen,
post
we'll
the strikeout
do it on
number.
Saturday. If you're working, we'll
They'll
do
post
it on
the strikeout
Saturday.
Number.
On the air. We'll do it
All
on
right.
Saturday. Yeah, we'll do it on
I'll
Saturday.
Hold you to
15
it.
And a half or 14
anything else before we let you go?
Kansas City Royals. Tonight. Standalone baseball game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If the playoff action isn't your thing, Kansas City Royals, one of the best teams in the league against the Angels.
Done. Hey, if you're watching that game, not you, Dave, but you out there, you better have minimum 4 TVs, right? Because I want playoffs, and maybe you're watching a Twitch streamer, all right?
Yeah,
Royals Angels is coming in. 4th, all right? If that game, you're a sicko. And by the way, the crew back here, they're sick. I would walk out of here with 4 Bobby Witt Jr. plays if I had to guess.
See what I'm saying? That's what the people want. Sometimes you got to give the people what they want today, even if it's on the fourth TV. Close it strong, all right, brother.
All right, there he goes. Catch him on In-Game Live up next as Dave Sharapan, Joe Ranieri will be handling business where they not only will be following this live board but bringing in two big playoff games, Stars and Avs. Mentioned that under 6.5. Let's button up here our final picks for Oklahoma City and Dallas. Give me Luka Doncic, my favorite bet to lead this game in scoring at plus 100. I think it's a clear Luka bounce back coming off of a game where he not only went under the prop. No. Luka Doncic with just 19 points, first time under 20 this postseason. If you look at Luka off of a loss so far, 32 game two against the Clippers, 35 game five against the Clippers. Luka bouncing back is a very real thing, and it's very reliable. While I know there are some questions around his health at plus 100, it's worth testing out because I also think SGA could fall off just a tick. 13 free throw attempts, multiple made threes last night. If that is 8 made free throws instead of 11 and 1 made free throw, 1 made 3-point shot instead of 2, I just remove 6 points off the board. You want to go down 29 to 23, I think Luka's 30 or better. So I think that's tough to make up. And then lastly, Thunder team total under 111.5. They hit this against Dallas in game one. They only hit it once against the Pelicans in that series, and the Mavs only gave up that number once in their series against the LA Clippers. So we're playing an under team total on Oklahoma City. I'm Kevin Walsh. That is Game Time Decisions. I will see you Saturday. Best of luck. In-Game Live is next.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.